Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A week ago, the country stopped for the most part as the moon came between the earth and the sun and it eclipsed the sun's rays for a time. We got to see eclipse in 100% totality in some parts of the country, but the entire nation got a portion of it. NASA worked with a GLOBE program to look at the effects of this kind of cosmic event and its impact on the environment. We're joined by Trina Farrell. She's with NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Trina, thank you so much for the time.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
How do scientists, especially folks at NASA, take a look at eclipses that civilians like us don't?
So we did a lot with the GLOBE program that you mentioned, right? Because energy from the sun warms our planet, and changes in sunlight can cause temperature, cloud, and wind changes. So with the GLOBE Observer app, we did was we wanted to see what would happen when the sun is blocked by the moon during the eclipse, and how would it affect the solar powered process?
That's one thing that a lot of parts of the country deal with, is that there's a lot of their grids that deal with solar power. How much of an impact did you think it would have? And I know it's kind of early to figure out how much it did have.
So it is really early. We're still analyzing the data, but for example, I did get some information this morning. So one of the schools did participate in the Dallas area. And I think we noticed like a 2.5 degree Fahrenheit change. It was Grandview Elementary School in South Dallas. So they measured about a 2.5 degree Fahrenheit difference during the eclipse.
For those,
but we're still analyzing a lot of this data now. So we're looking forward to getting our results back.
What kind of answers are you expecting to get back that will kind of back up the hypothesis that you have?
Right. So we're going to observe. We wanted to observe how the clouds, how the eclipse changed the atmospheric conditions near Dallas by reporting on the clouds and the air temperature. We also reported on surface temperature conditions that may have impacted the difference in the atmospheric effects in varying locations. And so it's a nice project because it's a citizen science effort, right? So we could have the public help us do our scientific research.
Do eclipses typically do that with a direct impact on temperature? And as you mentioned, in cloud cover, do they, since they happen every 18 months or so?
Yes, they do make a difference in these. And that's why this app, it's helped us. It's going to help us to determine this. And so we'll hopefully have the data analyzed this summer and into the fall, and we'll have exact results. So we're quite excited, but we were so excited about that eclipse. We were worried in the morning, it looked a little cloudy. But when the time came, it was just breathtaking and amazing.
What is it about eclipses that are just so fascinating to regular people? Because more than half the country stopped to watch this. So what is so I think, what is it fascinating for regular people and for scientists?
Right. So I think for this one, it was just so fascinating, right? Because it hit so many major cities, right? And then we started in 2017. So I think a lot of people got interested and intrigued by the one in 2017. And then now we were able to get prepared more. And then this one just hit so many major cities, the path of totality. So I just think that people just got so involved. It was just so nice to see everyone, to meet people from all over the world. It was just an amazing experience. I feel like it just brought everyone together.
Now, eclipses don't necessarily happen in this kind of a, in this kind of a way. To have one come across the country in 2017, and again one in 2024, there was one area that was in the center of the X and got two of them at the same, you know, one in 2017, one in 2024. Yes. Are they different? Are they same? Is the science even known yet?
Each one's a little different, right? Each eclipse, right, is kind of unique in its own way. So, yeah. So, but it was, it's a week later and I'm still feeling it. I'm still talking about it. I just can't believe it. It was just such an amazing thing to say. And I have to say the Dallas Arboretum for me was just like an amazing location, a wonderful venue to be at.
Tell me a little bit.
Just celebrate an amazing thing.
Tell me a little bit about the Globe Observer, the Globe program.
So it stands for Global Learning Observations to Benefit the Environment. So it's so we actually turn the app on during the eclipse so we can take these measurements. But when the app is not turned on, there's other things that you can, for the eclipse, there's other things that you can do. You can look at clouds, tree height, land cover, and even mosquito larva. Yes, I know you're like, mosquito larva, it seems kind of weird, but yeah, you can buy a fairly inexpensive microscope and you can attach it to your phone and you can actually look at standing water that's in your area. So it's a pretty cool app and it allows the public to help us do citizen science efforts. And it's also, Globe is just a unique program as well, I think, right? There's got amazing environmental protocols that you can do. For educators, it's nice because you can do these protocols within an hour, within your class period. You don't need expensive equipment to do some of the protocols. And so overall, I think it's a great program.
You talk about citizen scientists. How important is that to the path of, to moving the path of science forward?
It's important because we want to see what's going on in people's areas, right? Where you live. And so who better knows where you live than you? And so that helps our scientists to know what's going on. And it's a great way to get like our young scientists involved, right? Younger students involved, right? Because they're going to be our future. So it's a great way to go out. It's a great way to have families get involved. You can take your kids outside, you know, enjoy the environment and also do science. So
let's talk about how the citizen scientists can impact the environment. How does that work?
You can impact the environment by giving us the data. I mean, helping us to support different challenges that we have with the Globe Observer app, doing the protocols, reporting back the information. And the cool thing about a lot of these protocols, especially with the Globe program, is there's already like things are already set up. Like if you're an educator, basically all the lessons are already done for you. You kind of just have to, you know, Xerox the worksheets and do the science and then give it back to us. So a lot of the pre-work is already done for you.
So what happens next for the Globe program? What happens now that the eclipse is over and you're analyzing the data? Obviously, you're looking forward to the next thing, which would be what?
So the next, we turn this on again for eclipses, right? So we've got some other eclipses coming up in 2026. So we'll turn it back on again. So that's it. So we'll keep going and then just, you know, we're going to analyze this data. We'll probably do a report about it. And so we're going to keep going on our end.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.